In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. The voice crying in the wilderness. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Did you get it? For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We worship the only true and living God, the triune God, and He creates by speaking. When He opens His mouth, things happen. Things come into existence that did not exist before. Humans live and breathe and have their being. And the glory of the Lord was revealed on a lowly cross for all the world to see. An angel named Gabriel, God is my strength, was sent to an old priest named Zechariah as he served in the temple to announce the coming of the one who would prepare the way of the Lord. Such wondrous happenings are revealed to an old man and an old woman to whom the Lord gave a son to further the line of the Messiah. His name would be John, and he would be a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. It was a voice crying in the wilderness, but more than that, it was the voice crying in the wilderness. And the question to be asked was, who should care? Who should care? Let him cry out. He's out in the middle of nowhere. He's a nut. Kind of like Elijah, this John the Baptizer, wearing animal skins, usually barefooted, long beard and scraggly hair, eating grasshoppers, not even any chocolate on them. Plain, raw grasshoppers with legs still kicking as he downed them, probably. What a nut. What a fruitcake. Let him cry out. Who should care? The people of Jerusalem and Israel had better things to do. They had to make a living. They had gods to worship, like Baal. Who could help them make a living, they thought, raining on their crops, making their animals fertile and reproductive. Who's got time for John the Baptizer? By all rights, John should have perished in the wilderness, in the desert, without anyone noticing him or hearing him. But you see, God had prepared the way for the one who would prepare the way. The word had done its work in the people. For the mouth of the Lord had spoken, the word had caused a thirst and hunger for the truth. The word had accomplished that for which God purposed it. The word had sent the people away from the temple that was corrupted by money changers and merchants. The word sent the people away from the scribes and Pharisees who wanted the people to remain under their corrupt control and influence. The Word, empowered by the Holy Spirit, had given life to the faith of God's remnant. There would always be a remnant, and there will always be a remnant. For you see, there would always be at least a few who believed in the Messiah. There was a time in the life of one of John's predecessors in the prophethood, Elijah, another grasshopper eater, when Elijah felt sorry for himself and cried out to the Lord, feeling alone and isolated. Elijah thought he was the only one left in Israel who worshiped the true God, Yahweh, whose name means I am that I am. But not so, Elijah. God saved a few for himself, a remnant, if you will, And that remnant numbered 7,000. 7,000 who had never bent their knees to worship Baal, nor kissed him with their lips. Quite a remnant, huh? 7,000. A few for you and me would be 3 or 4 or 7 or 8. But for the Lord, a few, a remnant was 7,000. The Lord provides for faith. The Holy Spirit always creates faith in God's people. He is the Lord and giver of life, after all. He is the God of the living. And faith in God is life in Christ. As he provided faith for those who lived at the time of Elijah, so he provided faith for those who lived at the time of John and Jesus. The temple was so corrupt that the people despised going there. Where there should have been the reading of God's word and worship, there was the clanging and clicking of coins. You could forward 1,500 years, fast forward 1,500 years to the time of Martin Luther, when Johann Tetzel sang his little ditty, "As soon as the coin in the box rings, a soul from purgatory to heaven springs." All to raise money to build a cathedral. When God's word is avoided and rejected in the interest of money and earthly power, God will raise up a leader, a prophet, and a remnant who believe in God. So it was at the time of Luther. So it was in the time of John. So it was at the time of Elijah. The people were listening for the voice of God. They found that voice in John the Baptizer. And when he cried out, they listened, even if they had to go into the desert to hear him cry out. And did John evermore cry out? He cried out for repentance. Confess your sins to God. Be sorry for your sins, you sinners. And they listened. They were baptized and lived baptismal lives of repentance. It would be a few years until the Holy Spirit was added to their baptisms. You know, John promised that Jesus' baptism would include the gift of the Holy Spirit. But they lived lives of baptismal repentance, waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit. They confessed their sins and believed they were forgiven. That is what John cried out for, and that is what the people listened for. Luther cried out for the same thing, as did Elijah. And also for us today, we live in a wilderness of sin. It's a wilderness of sin, where the only thing that saves us is that the mouth of the Lord has spoken. John cried out and preached a baptism of repentance. So also your pastor today cries out. Confess your sins to God, O sinner. Believe that your sins are forgiven in the blood of Jesus, O sinner. Believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved, O saint. You are, at the same time, sinners and saints. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Come to the table of your Lord. Receive the word made flesh in, with, and under the bread and wine. Your Lord comes to you this morning, hidden, H-I-D-D-E-N, and lowly, not in power. Though he sits at the right hand of God in all power and glory, he comes to you this morning, hidden and lowly. Come. He waits for you here to soothe your aching consciences, for you live in a wilderness of sin as sinners, but you are his saints. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. It will be done. It has been done. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.